And it's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Hope people are having a very nice summer. Today is a lovely and cool day, which makes me very happy. And I hope it'll stay like this at least for a while. I'm told it won't, but what can you do? At least the ridiculous heat is gone. Okay, so I've been to the movies. We're very, very lucky around here that we have so many possibilities to go and watch movies. We always go to the Maison de Cinema just because we like it a lot in terms of being a theater, and they have an excellent variety of movies. And the movies, we've seen two blockbusters recently, and there are plenty of blockbusters around because it's summer. Blockbusters, and my personal theory about big, fat, expensive movies is that you can go and see these if you have if you have a theater nearby and you would like to take advantage of the fact that a big screen is a big screen and it makes a difference to how you see the movie. So we have been to a couple. And I will not talk at great length about one, but I will talk a bit more about the others, simply because we liked it more. And that one is Superman. There have now been, I don't know how many Superman renditions. There's been Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve from the 70s, I think. The Superman the TV show. It may have even been Superman, the radio program. I'm not sure. But he's a venerable, kind of beloved character. But it's been a while since there has been a new Superman movie. And this one is made by a very kind of talented director named James Gunn. So people had many high hopes for this movie, thinking, oh, this guy is good, so the movie will be good. And in fact, I personally think they're right. I think, yes, this guy is good. He's clever. He's imaginative. He seems to be able to get fine actors to perform in his movies and do good jobs. So the James Gunn factor was important. And the other thing is that another thing about the movie was there is a lot of heart and humor in it. And I should point right off the bat, there is one of the main characters, and who's just a hoot, is Crypto, who is the super dog. And Crypto is with Superman, who is now grown up, and he has adopted his persona as Clark Kent, the reporter for the Daily Planet and so on. So it doesn't begin when he's a kid. He's already sort of an adult, and he has met Lois Lane. So everybody was a little surprised. They said, well, who is this dog who's in here? But it was just kind of really cute to see Superman with a dog, especially because it's a super dog. And at some point, several times, actually, the dog swoops in and saves Superman. And at the end of the movie, we find out who Crypto actually belongs to. And again, kind of a surprise and a hoot. So again, the James Gunn factor is that, yes, I'm going to give you a movie which is a blockbuster, you know, all of the special effects and all of the wham-bam action sequences. But there will also be more to it. Crypto, the dog, is one factor. Another factor is the Superman's parents, Ma and Pa Kent. They're in it a little bit. They don't have huge roles, but they are clearly much older than one I might have expected. You know, they're still on the farm in who knows where in the U.S. But they're kind of you know, they slow down a lot, and he's very tender with them. So there's the Superman with his parents' features, which are lovely. And I also have a kind of a, I have a tender feeling for Nicholas Holt, who in this case plays Lex Luthor, who is a total villain. He's a total villain. He's super smart, super evil, hates Superman, and finds all kinds of ways to bring Superman down. So it's about two hours and a quarter of watching this interplay between Superman, his arch enemy, Lex Luthor, his wonderful but somewhat failing parents, Crypto, the super dog, and Lois Lane. Mustn't forget Lois Lane. And she, in this movie, she's played by a really excellent actress named Rachel Brosnahan, who kind of brings more spark to Lois than you might have seen for a while. So all this to say that, Superman is a movie, and it's, you know, certainly standing on the shoulders of all those other Superman films, but it's kind of better. And the audience and the critic scores have been quite high, not over the moon high, but pretty high. It has this Superman film. Is a blockbuster that has many other blockbusters to compete with. Another one of which we saw. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But just to wrap up the Superman movie, it's one that I would recommend. I think you won't be disappointed. I think you will find that this is an interesting, in general, an interesting story about Superman in the 21st century, with Lois Lane and with Lex Luthor and all the characters that many, maybe all people, and certainly most people know about. So they've done a really fine job of taking a story that everybody knows and giving it some new twists and making it highly entertaining. So that's Superman, and as I said, I wasn't going to dwell on the other movie, but just to mention that along with this blockbuster, we also saw the movie called F1 with Brad Pitt and Javier Bardem and a young black actor who I actually don't know, and I have promptly forgotten his name. He was fine. It was just I didn't pay that much attention to him, simply because I just quite enjoy Brad Pitt. I guess I am of that era when I still like Brad Pitt, and he was very good. He played a kind of a somewhat washed up F1 driver who has been recruited by somebody, a friend of his who owns a team, to come back and start racing again. And of course that's exactly what he does. He comes back, he starts racing. He's the number two racer in their team of two that this F1 Formula One team has, and he's there essentially to show the new driver, who's of course cocky and not terribly likable, show the new driver how you do it. So he does. The special effects in this movie are probably worth the price of admission. If you have any desire whatsoever to be sitting in an F1 car, which are ultimate high tech, this is not a sport that I pay a whole lot of attention to, but the movie did a very good job of showing the audience, well, this is what it's all about, and this is why it still brings in hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars and people. So that was fun to watch, and it was fun for me again to watch Brad Pitt and see how he was going to acquit himself as a older but not down and out, an older F1 driver who is still very good at what he does. And he ultimately does let people know, yeah, I'm still here. But I'm not going to stay here forever, but I will do my job and I'll show this young man the mistakes that he's making and how he can be better at his craft, which is car racing. If you don't like car racing and you're not nuts about a whole lot of noise while you're sitting in the movie theater, it may not be your cup of tea. But for me and people all around me, and apparently people around the world, the F1, Formula One racing is still of great interest to people. And putting a story into it, along with the excitement of the actual races and the drama of what's happening with both Brad Pitt and the team owner. And there's a little bit of dishonesty, needless to say. So this movie is like Superman. I think if you like big splashy movies, especially if you like Brad Pitt, you would probably find that the two and a quarter hours goes by pretty quickly, and there are some things that you may well never have known about F1 racing. One, of course, although it wasn't apparent in the movie, is that the Formula One tour goes to Montreal. So Montreal depends quite heavily on having Formula One folks there. In any event, I would say, this is one you could catch Superman first, and then move to this one. And of course, being summer, there are still a few more big, flashy, heavily special effects laden movies that are coming your way. Head off to an air-conditioned movie theater and sit back in a comfy chair and enjoy the show. I think that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie, and have a great week. Talk next week.
Okay, take care.